Talked it over with some of the others. We'll move the families first and do it by night. Then we'll slip back and gradually drive the cattle from ranch to ranch up into the hills until there isn't a living thing left in the Highwood River country.
Can it be done, John? Is there any way to escape them? They'll hunt us down, kill us like they did those people in Manitoba.
Quiet. Listen.
A car. It's the Germans.
Must be. No one else is allowed to drive one.
Thank God the children are away on their horses.
I wouldn't be too sure if I were you. That looks like the three of them in the back seat of the car.
What's happened, John? Where are the horses? How did those Nazis get their hands on our children?
Steady, Coro, steady. They're all right. They're not hurt anyway.
Rosemary! Winifred! Eddie!
It's all right, Mom.
Rosemary, darling.
It's the first time I've had a ride in the car in years and years, Mommy. And we went so
you
fast.
You excuse me. My name is Dresser, Ludwig Dresser. I presume I'm addressing Mr. and Mrs. Stevenson.
You are? If you don't mind, I'd like an explanation of why my children came home in your car.
Well, there has been an unfortunate misunderstanding. I'm sorry. The fact is, we have found it advisable to patrol certain areas of this country with cavalry, somewhat like your late lamented mounted police. And we've had difficulty in obtaining a sufficient number of horses. The horse population seems to have suffered a sudden decline, or could they have been hidden in the hills? At any rate, a party of our troopers came across your three children mounted on magnificent animals. They purchased the horses, and at that moment, I came along and gave your children what you call a lift. That's all.
Did you sell the horses, son?
No, Dad. They took them at the point of their guns and gave us this money.
That's not money. I've seen that before. Only the Germans can buy with it. They use it to pay Canadians, but won't let us spend it.
It would perhaps be wiser to be more cautious in your statements, Mr. Stevenson.
Eddie, your right arm. What's happened to it?
Broken.
Young man, be quiet.
Winnie, what happened? What did they do to Edward? Winifred, why don't you speak to me?
One of the German troopers. When he dragged me off my
chair. It was a mistake, Mrs. Stevenson. I assure you no harm came to the young lady. It was merely that one of the troopers was so overcome by Miss Winifred's beauty as who wouldn't be.
What?
Your son misunderstood his intentions and was unfortunately injured.
Why, you filthy rat, I'll break every bone in your...
The gun!
If you wish your wife to live, you'll be quiet, Stevenson. The trooper will continue to point it at your wife until we are ready to leave. If you make one false motion, you understand.
Mommy, Mommy, make them go away. I hate them. I hate them. I could kill every German in the world.
Be quiet, Rosemary.
You will all listen to what I have to say, and you will do what you are told. Stevenson, you will be fined 1/4 of your cattle for it. The mark you made a moment ago. Deliver those cattle to the railroad within 12 hours. I shall have troopers here to make sure you do it. Mrs. Stevenson, this son of yours is valuable to us at the moment for the work he can do on this ranch. If we find him doing anything in violation of our laws, we can make equally good use of him in other, less pleasant surroundings.
No.
Further.
No.
This youngest daughter... Rosemary, is it not? Will report without fail at the school tomorrow morning.
No.
If I'm not mistaken, she will soon revise her opinion of the German.
No, I'll not let her.
Hello, Stein, be silent. Stay where you are. I'll give you something worse than a whip across your face. You understand?
I understand.
Now then, as to your other child. We do not want Miss Winifred to be subjected to another such unhappy experience as she had today. Therefore, we shall place her in the protection of one of our higher schools for young ladies.
No.
Where no harm can befall her.
No.
She leave with me at once.
No.
You dirty Nazi rat, you never...
John, thank God.
What happened? What did they do?
You leaped at the German. The trooper shot you.
I've had a horrible dream that they shot you, like he threatened.
Be quiet, John. You must rest.
No.
Get some sleep.
You must tell me what happened. Winifred
did... They took her away, dear. He said she would be a hostage for our good behavior.
And Eddie? Did they take him?
No. They made him deliver the cattle they demanded. He's at the schoolhouse to ride home with Rosemarie.
Then you sent her this morning?
Every morning. For over a week, John. You've been unconscious so long, dear. There's no doctor anymore.
Oh, John.
Darling.
John, what are we going to do?
Steady. Steady, darling. We'll find some way. Somehow, we'll have our family together again.
Mommy, I don't know what to think.
What is it that's troubling you, dearest?
I hate the Germans so much for what they did to Daddy, and for taking Winnie away, and for breaking Eddie's arm. But...
But what, Rosemarie?
Our teacher at school. He is German. But he's kind, and he laughs all the time. And he seems to understand. Mommy, why did they teach us lies in the school before the Germans came?
They didn't, darling. They taught only the truth.
How could they, when what we're taught now is the truth? And the teacher can prove it's the truth. Mother, why do you pray?
I pray to ask God to bring Winnie back to us, Rosemarie. She's been gone almost a year now. And we want her back so very much, don't we?
I guess so. But it's no use praying, Mother. Teacher says that Canadians prayed to God to help them beat the Germans. But the Germans won. So there can't be a God. Mother, please don't kiss me again. It is a sign of weakness and silly sentiment.
What have they done to you, my baby?
You will please not refer to me again as a baby. I am a child of the state. Next year I will be 12 and old enough to enter the Special Youth Corps of the German Overseas Empire. Father, necessary to warn you that it is known you are holding secret meetings with the other ranches.
Who knows it, Rosemarie?
I know it. And I can prove my devotion to my leader in no more glorious way than persuading you to obey that leader or to denounce you before him. If it becomes necessary to do that, you will be sent to a concentration camp and I will be given special honor for my devotion to the new order.
John, I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to believe what I saw happening.
I know, dear.
She's not our little Rosemarie any longer. Same lovely face. Same golden hair. Everything the same. Except her mind and her heart.
Steady.
It's a Nazi heart now, John. A cold, strange Nazi heart that hasn't any room for us or love.
Steady, Mother, steady. Maybe it'll work out. Maybe she'll come back to us someday.
It'll never work out, John. I know it. Winnie's gone. Rosemarie won't ever again be our child. And now the order for Edward to report in Calgary next week. There'll be nothing left, John. Nothing.
But there will be, Cora. Edward isn't going to Calgary. He's going with us.
With us?
Yes.
But where are we going?
We've stood all we can, Cora, all of us. They've taken our children. They've taken nearly all our cattle and grain and horses. We're going to take what's left and move into the mountains, just as we planned nearly 2 years ago. And if they come after us, we'll fight as long as we can.
All the ranchers are in this, John?
Yes, and the oil men who are left from Turner Valley. That'll be the signal when all's ready. The wells just across the hills, they'll blow them. Set them on fire. Eddie's watching on the bluffs now.
Dad?
Yes?
The signal. Look at the sky. The whole valley's in flames.
Hurry, Mother. Come on. Don't try to pack anything. We've got to move now.
Just a few things, John. Please, my pictures of the children.
Oh, bless you, darling, of course. Bring the horses to the door, Eddie.
They're all ready, Dad. Hurry.
Ready, Mother?
Yes.
I packed the saddlebags with clothes and food last night. We'll swim the horses across the river and drive the cattle up to join the bar you heard.
I'm ready, John. Don't let me look back.
Right, dear. Come on. Move on. Easy, boy. Mother, look up. Look up. See that oil burning in the sky? Do you remember what the minister said? Pillar of fire at night.
May that light never be extinguished in our hearts. May it never die in this world.
All right, Eddie. Into the saddle, Mother.
Stand where you are. You're surrounded. Stand still with your hands lifted above your head.
Someone betrayed us.
Come forward and identify these persons, young lady.
These people are Mr. and Mrs. John Stevenson and their son, Edward.
Rosemary.
I denounce them as traitors to the Third German Reich, in which they were given the privilege of citizenship. They have plotted with others to steal or destroy property that lawfully belongs to the state and to institute a rebellion against our just laws. Heil Hitler!
Take them away!
Been asked by the Honorable J.L. Ilsley, Minister of Finance, to express to you, Miss Catherine Rott and Mr. House Jameson, his appreciation and that of the people of Canada for your magnificent performance tonight in the interests of a better understanding of the ideals for which we fight. Thank you, Mr. Green. Ladies and gentlemen, these are days when we must fight, all of us, with everything we have, minds, bodies, souls, and money. Every penny we possess, above the actual needs of life, must be made a part of the commando dagger that will strike into the heart of evil.
Amen. And I say that from the depths of my heart. And I know that conviction is in the heart of the real mother whose role I played tonight. They're out there in their ranch home in Alberta right now. And by radio, we can bring you their voices. The voices of the real Stevenson family now.
Well, Mother, what did you think of it?
It frightened me. I've known that such things have happened to people in Europe. But until tonight, I just haven't let myself think it could happen right here in Canada. That it might happen to my own family.
And you, Edwin?
It made me wish I were 4 years older so I could join the Air Force or the Army and get over there and beat the daylights out of Hitler.
And what did you think, Winifred?
I don't suppose a 12-year-old girl can do much to help win the war, but I'll do anything, anything on earth. I'd even give up my horse Judy to keep the Germans from coming here.
Rosemary?
You won't let the Germans come to Canada, will you, Daddy?
No, Rosemary. Nothing else matters now. Just that all of us make sure that with God's help, our families and our Canada will never be under the Nazis.